Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Kayla Ciccone and I'm going to be talking about media from the 70s to media now. So as everyone knows, social media has taken the world by storm. I mean, everything in electronics, you know, tech, everything has just skyrocketed, I feel like, more than anyone could ever imagine. But back in the day, you know, I mean, I grew up in the 90s, and even back then, I didn't even have a cell phone until I was 15 years old, you know. So in the 70s, all they had, I mean, fax machines, you had telegrams, dial-up phone. I interviewed my stepmom for part of this presentation, and she taught me about this thing called party lines, which basically means that your neighbors and you sometimes shared a dial-up line. So if you picked up the phone and somebody was on the line, you either had to wait. You didn't have a choice. You just had to wait until they hung up for you to make a call or accept a call, which is just wild to me to think about. I mean, growing up, I had three sisters and a brother, so I definitely got the frustration of the dial-up, and if you're on the phone, and I need to get on the computer, and we need to do our homework, and just, you know, fighting over the computer at home was always a hassle. But there's so many, I feel like, most people look at new media as a negative thing. And yes, I agree, there are a lot of negativities to it. You know, like, I just feel, especially with COVID and everything that's happened, people just don't like to be social anymore. They want to hide behind their screens. I mean, now you have online dating and all this crazy stuff that it really holds people back from person-to-person interaction, and I feel like we're just moving in a way where people are not going to interact with each other at all. I mean, you can order food now. You can order your groceries. You can order anything you want from Amazon, basically. Online shopping is just wild. And back in the 70s, I mean, you didn't have that, you know. You went to the grocery store, you interacted with people, you went in and you paid your bills. There was no online paying your bills. You either sent it through the mail or you went in and you paid. You had face-to-face interaction with people. If there was something going on, you had to talk it out, you know, you over the phone or in person. You had a friend that moved away. You wrote letters. You sent postcards. There was no a quick text here and there, you know. Hey, just thinking about you. No, it's you write a letter and it would take a few days. And if you didn't hear back, well, maybe they moved or maybe, you know, they just moved on with their life. I just think that it's so wild to think about. I mean, geez, I think of the 70s and I still think 30 years ago, and it's been longer than that. It just is wild. But even I was looking up, even CNN was the first 24-hour news outlet, and that didn't even happen until 1980. So, I mean, we've come a long way, but in such a short amount of time, I feel. So, but also, too, there's stuff that's lasted. I mean, Saturday Night Live debuted in 1975 or something like that, 1974. And it just, I mean, it's been almost, 1975, because it's been almost 50 years since that show came on. And I mean, I feel it's still going strong. There's been so many actors and actresses and politicians and celebrities and everything on there, and They talk about everything from political stuff to just stuff happening in the world. And even though it's very comedic, they definitely shine a little light on stuff that's happening in the world. And although mostly they're making fun of it, it still brings awareness to some stuff. But some of the positive things that I want to talk about with the new media is networking. I mean, you can post something on and you just have such a wide range of everything because it's all on the internet. The second you post stuff, it's people are out there. You know, there's so many forms of social media, so it makes everything so much easier. You can search in Google, look for a job, look for a house, look for child care, dog care, vets. You can look up reviews on restaurants. You can look up reviews on doctors, dentists, whatever you're looking for. It just is so easy. But also, I feel like it's also made people very lazy in life because having everything at the tip of your fingers, it just, you know, we're very privileged to have that, I feel. And it just is so crazy that it's changed so much, and I'm excited to see where it goes. I mean, if you think about it, it just is crazy. You would never have imagined, you know, back in the day that, oh my gosh, I could FaceTime and we can look at each other face to face through the screen. And it just is so amazing, the technology that's taken over our world. And I just am really excited to see where it goes.